Hi, I'm in the Crucible Bar here with Barbara Flynn, who's going to be playing Gertrude in the production of Hamlet at the Crucible Theatre. Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
What drew you to the part of Gertrude?
Well, Gertrude is a great favourite, I think, for anyone over maybe 40 to play, because she has this wonderful scene with her son. And I am a mother of one son, and I can well imagine what she might have been going through in the play. It's a very strong point of the play, because the play moves forward, 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 up to almost that moment of the play, when within the play, where Hamlet tries to expose his stepfather, his father's brother, with a great accusation. And then this is shortly followed by this very deep and extremely poignant scene between himself and his mother, and then the play changes and becomes darker, and he goes to England and everything. So it's really up to that point of the play and the closet scene, and then down again into, as he says, he gets to a point where it is going to be blood.
Yep.
It's going to happen. Something's going to happen, because most of the play, it's a very long journey, really. I mean, Gertrude is extremely... It's two sides of the character, too. I mean, to play Gertrude means that you get to be this extremely, fulsomely satisfied woman who has this new marriage coming out of an old marriage, which, well, wonderful though it may have been, it doesn't have the kind of brightness and lightness of a new affair, a new marriage, which, of course, is to her delight, but not to her son's delight. So her job in the verse is trying to gain Hamlet's, or regain Hamlet's other self, his happiness, get his happiness back, and get him into the fold, which she doesn't really ever manage to do, because he, of course, she doesn't know what he knows, and he tells her.
Excellent. So opening night is fast approaching. How do you feel about performing at the Crucible Theatre in Sheffield?
Well, it's very exciting because I was here a long, long time ago, and I think it's completely new. There are many more roundabouts to get here, I have to say, but it's still very, very close to the wonderful countryside that surrounds Sheffield, so that's going to be a delight. And it is an absolute delight to be in this theatre. I can see already the amount of expertise has gone into the backstage and the whole facilities for the technicians in the theatre. And the front of house is extremely glamorous with its new bar and that wonderful seat downstairs that I'm absolutely fascinated by. And I'm thrilled to be doing this. I'm very pleased to be doing another Shakespeare. It's been a while since I did my first, so this is nice to be doing Hamlet.
Brilliant. We've got a bit longer, it says. What makes this production of Hamlet stand out for you?
I think the cast, the direction, and the design is very suited to this particular space. It is a very large, challenging space, and we're not particularly familiar with it, but we will be soon. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be very special, because no production of any Shakespeare play, or probably most plays, but particularly with Shakespeare, is ever the same, because you've got the different personalities, you've got the different levels. Sometimes you hear lines that words you've never heard before, because one actor will bring that out. I know that this is going to be a tight production and a quick production, which I think is very important, so that actually, not quick, but it's going to have pace to it. It's not going to have one scene, lights down, scene change. It's a very fluid production, therefore will hold the attention of, I think, young people who might not necessarily run towards Shakespeare. Because if it's done with a lightness of touch and it's done with a direction, then it actually will stay in people's minds, we hope.
Brilliant.